Welcome to our pre-show for the 9th of December, 2024. And today, we have a show, these Tedmas promotions. My favorite shows, I think, are when Ted Bell rolls out his promotions. Tedmas, New Ted Eve, Valentine's Day. I mean, I'm seriously tempted to do something like Martin Luther Ted, which I think would be totally horrible and wrong, and that's exactly where Ted goes. Or call it Ted Luther King, or, you know, I mean, that's, we could have him, like, propose it, and we'd say, no, I'm not putting that on the air, you know.
Oh, yeah, right, Phil. Here I am, a businessman, trying to make some money.
Ted, you're not going to do Martin Luther Ted. All right, what about Martin Ted King? No. What about Ted Luther King? No.
Well, I guess that's, yeah, that's about runs, that's all of them. God, Phil, put your finger in your mouth much.
What? Christ, Tedmas, and the one last year, Ted in a manger. Ted in a fucking manger. And the year before, it was three wise Teds.
Oh, man.
But the guy never learns, does he? And the feud that he has with Chef Jadilia works for him, but he's also, you know, a very highly paid executive chef. And who knows? It's very unclear as to whether Chef Jadilia has a piece of the business or not. I mean, I think Ted offered him a small percentage. And Chef Jadilia continually referring to Ted Bell as bitch, and Bell does the same thing with him. I think it's some of my favorite stuff that we've done.
It's just some of my favorite stuff.
Okay, now, what's going on, man? Jesus Christ. Fucking weekend's over? Fuck, it was just beginning. It was just goddamn well beginning. Tomorrow's the 10th, yeah, so we got a couple of appointments tomorrow. Jesus Christ. All right, baby. So the show we have today, like I said, is going to be, did I download it already? Yeah. It's going to be the Ted the Manger, and they have a big fucking argument about it. Ted Bell and Chef Jadilia roll out another ill-advised promotion, Ted in a Manger. Also, Bobby and Steve Dooley make an appearance. Good. David G. Hall thinks people should get drunk at Christmas parties so he can see your wife's breasts. What the fuck? Lloyd Bonafide goes on to say people with icicle lights in their houses are homosexuals. Okay. That's from where, 2002? So I watch Formula One, and I got reinvested in it with the Drive to Survive series on Netflix. I used to watch Formula One as a kid. I followed it. My dad followed it. My father was a huge Formula One fan. So we would go to the Riverside Grand Prix. Was not Formula One cars. They were Can-Am cars. They were sports cars. Closed wheel, right, covered wheel. They had the big spoilers in the back, guys like Jim Hall and the Chaparral. But other drivers like Jim Clark and Graham Hill from England, who were Formula One drivers, also competed in the Can-Am series. And this was the LA Times Grand Prix. They had it at the Riverside Raceway, old racetrack that we used to have in Southern California, and went out and used to watch the race there. It was my one and only exposure to anything remotely close to the big stakes road racing of Europe. It wasn't Formula One, but it had all the great drivers. Dan Gurney, and that's the other thing. It sort of crossed, there was cross-dressing. No, not cross-dressing. They mix and mingled between Dan Gurney, who was an IndyCar driver, and Dan Gurney, I think, might also run Formula One. So you'd see drivers like Dan Gurney, Mario Andretti, Jim Clark, Graham Hill, back in the day, Jack Brabham, who went on to, as you know or may not know, become a significant engineer. Who's the other cat? Bruce McLaren. Bruce McLaren was also a very significant presence on the racing circuits of Europe, especially in Formula One, and McLaren's name now is very, very well known. And Bruce McLaren, I think, died young. I think he died at the age of 35. This was back when Formula One and those road races in Europe, they would lose two drivers a year. I'm telling you, it seemed like it anyway. It seemed like at least one driver a year was getting killed. Jim Clark died at the prime of his career in his 30s. Lorenzo Bandini, I can go up and down the guy, Pete Revson, I can go up and down the fucking list of people. And I believe Bruce McLaren, let me look and see. Bruce McLaren died, but his engineering and the racing group named after him lived on. Yeah, he was from New Zealand. Bruce McLaren died in 1970. He was just, he was 33. Courage in the face of adversity. Bruce McLaren was a New Zealand racing driver, automotive designer, engineer, and motorsport executive who competed in Formula One. I remember very, very significantly remembering Bruce McLaren. Jack Brabham, I think, was also an Aussie, or I say also, he was an Aussie, not a New Zealander. hold on, Australian, Jack Brabham. He died in 2014, so he lived a full life, Jack Brabham did. But Pete Revson died in South Africa. I think Jim Clark died in Germany. Anyway, I don't want to make a big fucking deal out of it. What I'm trying to say is that it's a lot safer sport now. And, you know, I don't know how many people give a shit, so let me just say this really quickly. Max Verstappen is a great driver, has a great car, but he's and I believe George Russell said Verstappen is violent, meaning Verstappen will take revenge on a driver if he gets cut off, if he perceives that he's been slighted in any way out on the racetrack, he'll run right into you. He'll try to run you off the track. One of these days, that motherfucker's going to kill somebody. Now, he's a great driver, like I said, so I'm not going to say that, you know, Max Verstappen is not worth the investment, you know, but he's gone after people in the pit. He went after George Russell, pushed him. I don't know. I mean, I don't want to say anything. Are you going to let somebody push you, walk up to you in the pit and just shove you because they think that you did something that you didn't do? George Russell is a classy guy. He just walked away. But Russell did say that Verstappen's got fucking problems. You know, he's got problems either mentally or personality-wise, or, you know, he's a little bit of a a violent psychopath. I don't know what his fucking problem is. But I've noticed that about him. He gets real fucking bent out of shape when he gets his fucking ass kicked, which isn't often. It's not often. He went and he wrapped up the world championship this year. So this last race in Abu Dhabi, he finished, I don't know where the fuck he finished. Was he 10th or something, or 6th or 8th? Or, I don't know. He probably didn't give a shit. He ran Oscar Piastri off the track. Then he said, I apologize to him, which is, okay, great. Then he said, but you know, those stewards are a bunch of fuck. And he went on to characterize them as a bunch of assholes. What's your fucking problem, man? You know, if you admit that you fucked up, they penalize him 10 seconds, and he gets all pissed off about it. So anyway, fuck him. I'm a Lewis Hamilton fan. I want to see Lewis Hamilton go over to Ferrari and win the world championship and win the 8th world championship and thus hold the record for world championships of 8. Right now he's tied with Michael Schumacher. Why did I say Max Schumacher? Max Schumacher sounds like a director. I don't know who the fuck. Michael Schumacher, yeah. He's tied with him they have 8 championships each. What is this? Lewis Hamilton breaks silence on Michael Schumacher. Decisively addressed the mounting pressures and expectations surrounding his upcoming move from Mercedes to Ferrari, particularly in light of the formidable legacy left by Michael Schumacher. Well, you know what? Go out and win that motherfucking championship. And right now, the gun, not even a new gun, but the tough guy on the block is Max Verstappen. And Lewis Hamilton's got to go out and beat him. Not Lando Norris and not Piastri and not Charles Leclerc, not Sainz, none of these fucking guys. You, Lewis, you got 7 world championships, 1 more, you hold the record. Because Schumacher is retired. He's well into his, I think he's in his late 50s now. He's done. So ain't nobody going to come even fucking. Now you got this Verstappen who's got 4. You win one, that means Verstappen's got to win 4 more just to tie your ass. So I'm pulling for Lewis Hamilton. All right, that's it. That's all I got. I love you. I'll talk to you on the other side. Talk to you on the video log tonight.